I'm Todd Morris with Mission Network News. Last month, Keys for Kids Ministries sent 500 storytellers to Nepal. Keys for Kids' Greg Yoder explains that storytellers are audio devices meant for group listening. They're preloaded with scripture and Keys for Kids devotionals.
There are so many in Nepal who need Jesus. We thought this was going to be a great opportunity for the church to just dig into the word, especially since many of the people there are illiterate.
Everything went well at first. Then Keys for Kids' partner called with some bad news.
350 of the storytellers were in a storage room in their new center where they're doing a lot of training. A lithium battery, not in the storytellers themselves, but in something else, caught fire and exploded.
The fire quickly spread, destroying every single storyteller. Keys for Kids lost roughly $12,000 in resources alone. You can help cover the loss at missionnews.org. And security forces in Iran fired on protesters from rooftops during the latest crackdown, killing 10. Heart for Iran's Jennifer Ross says children have been killed or injured by security forces since the uprising began. Some of the victims include an 8-year-old and toddler.
This regime seemingly will do anything to hold on to power regardless of the physical or moral cost.
Only the Lord can change a situation this hopeless.
Pray that the Holy Spirit will reveal himself to everyone in Iran to change hearts, minds, attitudes, and behavior. Our hope is that none would be lost. We pray for the salvation of those in Iran and revival within the culture.
Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. This month, Sat7, a Christian satellite TV ministry to the Middle East and North Africa, offers a free prayer guide. It provides specific ways to pray. Get yours when you click the banner at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Todd Morris.